Today's reading starts in Genesis chapter 19, verse 30. Genesis 19, verse 30. Now Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the hills with his two daughters, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. So he lived in a cave with his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is not a man on earth to come in to us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father." So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with their father. He did not know when she lay down or when she rose. The next day, the firstborn said to the younger, "Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine tonight also. Then you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father." So they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she rose. Thus both daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father. The firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites to this day. From there, Abraham journeyed toward the territory of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur, and he sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." Now Abimelech had not approached her, so he said, "Lord, will you kill an innocent people?" Did he not himself say to me, "She is my sister," and she herself said, "He is my brother"? In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands have I done this. Then God said to him in the dream, "Yes, I know that you have done this in the integrity of your heart, and it was I who kept you from sinning against me. Therefore I did not let you touch her. Now then, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, so that he will pray for you and you shall live. But if you do not return her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours." So Abimelech rose early in the morning and called his servants and told them all these things, and the men were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us? And how have I sinned against you that you have brought on me and my kingdom a great sin? You have done to me things that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you see that you did this thing?" Abraham said, "I did it because I thought there is no fear of God at all in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, though not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And when God caused me to wander from my father's house, I said to her, 'This is the kindness you must do to me. At every place to which we come, say of me, he is my brother.'" Then Abimelech took sheep and oxen and male servants and female servants and gave them to Abraham and returned Sarah his wife to him. And Abimelech said, "Behold, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you." To Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. It is a sign of your innocence in the eyes of all who are with you, and before everyone you are vindicated." Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, and also healed his wife and female slaves, so that they bore children. For the Lord had closed all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, "God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me." And she said, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." So this first section that we read today is an uncomfortable section for us. We grapple with this in our mind to try to understand what the reasoning would be that these two daughters would lay with their father, Lot, in order to produce children. But let's start from the beginning. Remember that yesterday we had read that the request of Lot was to go to Zoar, not to go to the hills. And so they did. But here in the beginning of this reading, it says that he was afraid to live in Zoar. We're not told why he was afraid to live there. However, it may just be that he saw another city in which they were not a God-fearing people, and so he was afraid the same thing would happen to them that happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think that makes sense as we consider everything that happens with he and his daughters at this point. Remember, his wife has died. She was turned into a pillar of salt. She disobeyed the command of the Lord. And so they go into the hills. They're in this very fearful state, obviously, because they wouldn't stay in Zoar either. You know, that these angels that were rescuing Lot and his daughters, they would have told them if Zoar wasn't a safe place when he requested. If he requested to go to Zoar and it was going to be destroyed too, they would have said, no, it's not safe there. Go where we told you to go. So they arrive in this cave and they begin living here for some period of time. I have no idea if this chain of events happens very quickly or over a little more protracted period of time or not. However, with the language, with the way that these daughters speak, it makes me wonder if they didn't think that God was destroying the whole world, that it was more like the situation was with Noah and his family, that they were rescued, saved, and they repopulated the earth, and that maybe they think that's what's happening here. Maybe that's what prompts them to come up with this idea. But recognize, too, that they seem to know that their dad wouldn't go along with this idea. They hatch this plan that they've got to get him drunk for this to happen. Now, this is a lesson for us, too, in that when we are inebriated, we will do things that we normally would not do. And apparently, he wasn't just a little bit drunk. He was apparently a lot drunk because it says he didn't know when they came in and when they left. You know, that's, as far as I can tell, a very drunken state. And make no mistake that this was not a thing to be done. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to get him drunk for this to happen. But nonetheless, it makes us so uncomfortable because of this idea of daughters laying with their father. Remember all the way back to when the men of Sodom and Gomorrah were coming to take the travelers, the angels, and Lot states then that they had never known a man. So they were virgin daughters. And so both of them end up pregnant, and their children end up being the fathers of the Moabites and the Ammonites, names that we will hear throughout Old Testament history over and over again. Then the story switches over to Abraham, and Abraham again is making this same mistake of saying, Sarah is my sister, instead of saying she is my wife. And as he states, it's a half-truth. She is his sister, but she's also his wife. But by saying she is my sister, he is implying that she is not his wife. So there is a lie going on here. And this just points out that even men like Abraham were not perfect. They still sin. They still make mistakes. But again, they're in their old age. They're about to have Isaac, and that's described as being having them in their old age. And we read previously that it talked about how beautiful Sarah was, that she was noticeable amongst all the other women. And that's why Abraham is afraid because of this. So here she is, even in her old age, she's still catching the eye of the king, and he sends and takes her, but he doesn't lay with her right away. And God comes to Abimelech in this dream and warns him, you're going to commit this grievous sin, and I'm going to require your life for it. And of course, Abimelech listens. You know, people struggle over this idea of God speaking in a dream or a vision, and they think, well, maybe some of my dreams mean something. No, Abimelech knew this was not a regular dream. There's something different here, that he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that he didn't just dream this up. This was God, and he responds to God. and says, I'm innocent in this. I haven't done anything yet. And so God tells him what to do. Give her back and ask Abraham to pray. Well, he goes even farther than that. He takes sheep, oxen, male servants, female servants, gives them to Abraham. They mention 1,000 pieces of silver as a sign of innocence. And he tells him, you can live anywhere in my domain that you would like to live. We'll leave you to it. We'll let you live in peace. And so Abraham does pray for him, and God heals Abimelech and all of those females in his household so that their wombs might be reopened. It states that one of the things God did was closed all their wombs. And then you had the birth of Isaac. Finally, the fulfillment of this promise. God made them wait. He didn't give them a son right away. They had to wait to the point that, number one, it was beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was a miracle. And number two, they had to have faith and trust in order to wait. Remember that faith wasn't quite there when Hagar was in the picture, because they decide they'll have a child through Hagar. And that was not what God intended. That was them trying to make God's promise be fulfilled. And it doesn't work that way. We have to wait for God to do things on his own terms, in his own way, at his own time. And so there's a few lessons for us today. I'm going to leave you with going back to Lot. That's what I want to leave you with today. We always need to be sober-minded. We need to think things through. His daughters didn't think things through, and Lot didn't think things through. He allowed himself to be taken advantage of, both in drinking too much, and in the result of that, in which they could come and lie with him and he didn't realize what was going on. And we don't know what his response was when he figured out what happened. So it's very important that we remain sober-minded, that we think things through. We don't allow ourselves to be influenced by substances or even by irrational thought. So I'll leave you with that. Consider these things today as you dwell on what we've read, and please come for another reading, and we'll discuss some more of Scripture. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.